This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So oftentimes when you look at these self-help podcasts or books or articles, they talk about how you're in control. You're in control of your mood. You're in control of your anxiety. You're in control of your depression. Well, what happens when something happens to you that's out of your control? What do you do then? So we talked about football funk that many people had when their teams weren't in the playoffs. I could be lumped into that with Dallas, but luckily I'm a fan of the Ravens. I'm a fan of the Niners. I luckily made money this weekend because I bet on the Lions. And so seeing the Chiefs battle the Ravens out and the Niners battling the Lions this coming Sunday, going to be interesting. And for me, I can always keep my mind off what happened to my football team. But many of you have been frustrated. It's not just football, but politics. Or if you lose out and you lose big and there wasn't anything you could do, no way to fix it. So let's say it's a bad call in a game and a team loses. Now, how I've always talked myself into that is if it was a bad call that ended up causing the team to lose, it's still the team's fault because they should have never been in a position where just one call caused them to, But with the way things are in football, you just have to win by 1 point. You just have to squeak by. And you squeaking by is enough to later make you a Super Bowl champion based on somebody else. So I get how when something's close, that one call. Many of you were very frustrated with the 2020 election. Your candidate lost, Trump lost. And if you felt like you didn't have control, it bothers you. And when we talk about election depression, we feel like we don't have control. So things happen, sadly. You could lose a loved one. And when things happen to you and you don't have control, we're not equipped. We're not trained to deal with that. We're trained to deal with something if we do have control. Well, let's overcome our addiction. If we told off the boss, let's make up. Try to apologize. Try to do better with your new boss. So when we do something wrong and it was predictable or preventable, there is a path we could follow. But when something is unpredictable, when you lose big because of something else, what do you do? Well, what I do, whenever something happens to me, which is beyond my control, I'm not a control freak. I just don't want to just sit and complain. I want to think about, how can I do this better? Prevent something bad happening in the future. So when something bad happens that I have no control, there's no way to prevent it. It does. It gets you down. So what I always do is I look at my wins. For as many time as you've lost, you've actually won because of, remote chances. You might have got that job because somebody else had to have gotten rejected. You got a place in that university because somebody else had to have gotten rejected. So what you have to do is you have to concentrate on your wins. And so if, let's say, something happens to you bad at work and somebody was at the right place at the right time, you couldn't be at that meeting, that person suggested something that the boss liked, that boss ends up promoting them, and you're like, now I'll never get the job. I couldn't have done it any differently. Look at the wins that you have. And also realize that sometimes there's a benefit. Sometimes you not making it to where you thought was your goal is a benefit. So not to get too personal, but when I was in medical school, I think I dated everybody in the city of Reno. Okay, I think I was in my early 20s, and I'm thinking that I need to be married by the time I'm 25. And so I was husband looking. Meanwhile, I was trying to work and support myself while going to medical school and help some family members out. And so I was very, very busy, and but couldn't really concentrate on one thing entirely. And so when you went to UNR Medical School back in the 90s, they needed you to be trained at a very, very busy hospital. And even though they had Washoe Med, you also had an option to work at UMC Hospital in Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, I really loved being in Northern Nevada. I was actually dating somebody who I really liked, who was going to be going to UC Davis, so I could still commute only a couple hours. So I wanted all my rotations to be up in Reno at the time. And I was the only one in the class where every one of my picks I didn't get. And I ended up having to do my whole third year in Las Vegas. Now, even though I love Las Vegas and I grew up here and I really had wanted, and I didn't understand why it didn't go my way. Well, it ended up happening that my husband, who I had known previously, we started dating. He actually lived in Southern California. It ended up being a lot easier for us to date. And here I am married with two children. And that was facilitated by my not getting my way and my losing when it came to my rotations. Now, I know that isn't the most, dramatic, life-changing sort of thing that could happen to people. There's worse things out there. But sometimes your loss is actually your win. Now, it's Corey's loss because he's married to me. But for me, it was a win. Ended up being a win. And so when, in football, and, football is an analogy to real life. One wrong call, somebody doing something, one trip up, one fumble is enough to, change the course of history. I get that. That happens. Look at Olympics, sports. Look at, I really feel bad for these Olympians where one tumble and it's over and they may never compete again. But then, is that really your goal? Is just to be an Olympian medalist is, being an Olympian to me is pretty good. That's a win. Your team made it to the playoffs. Yeah, they lost. It's still a win that they went that far. So, concentrate on the wins and realize you have a lot more wins than you realize and maybe more than your losses. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's XTENDOVITE.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a few concerns that I am getting from individuals are the fact that they're getting fired from their doctor's office and they did nothing wrong. You know, I always spoke about that hospital that may not keep you if you will, that may refer not refuse non-emergent care if you act discriminatory, abusive, hostile, or they don't like your body language. Well, some of you have reached out last week talking about how you were discharged from your doctor and you don't know why. And then I've seen a lot of parents who said that their child can't see their pediatrician because their pediatrician refuses to see them because they're unvaccinated. So let's have a little conversation about how not to get fired from your doctor and what to do if you do want to delay vaccines. So first, as adults, all right, why would you be fired from your doctor? One, don't take it personally. A lot of people got dumped this last month because certain doctor's offices dropped certain insurance companies. If an insurance company pays like crap, if an insurance company does not pay on the claims, if an insurance company is hard to work with, a doctor's office or a health institution could say, we just don't take patients from this plan anymore. It doesn't work for us. And so it might not be you. Usually there's an explanation. There's a letter that goes out saying, look, we're no longer taking your insurance. You need to find somebody new. But you have some providers that might not send the letters. It's expensive with postage these days and all that, that you might just call and say, sorry, we don't take the insurance anymore. You're going to have to find somebody new. Usually a medical provider is supposed to give you enough warning. Now, sometimes it could be because you didn't pay your bill. And I know that's a hard thing to deal with now, especially with the way the economy is. But if you didn't pay a bill and you're already 9 months, you know, overdue, if a physician thinks that they are going to be seeing you for free and they can't, obviously the profit margin is ridiculous these days with what you have to pay for staff and supplies and malpractice and liability insurance and all that, then they might discharge you. So check to see if you have a balance. That's a biggie. And then, you know, another reason could be that they might be starting to change their type of practice. You know, one thing that I think a lot of people are seeing is there's a lot of doctors that aren't taking Medicare anymore. And Medicare, we had issues where Medicare said they paid, but the money never went to the bank. And when we tried to say, look, you sent EOBs to everybody saying you paid us, but our bank said there's no money. We never got the money. And so some people did have issues with Medicare and paying, but some providers may find that it's easier to have a younger practice. Let's say they want to do more procedures. Let's say they want to have quicker visits. And so somebody who has a lot of chronic issues might not be worth their time or money. And so we are hearing a trend that there are many providers out there that aren't taking Medicare anymore. You know, that's which is a shame because our older individuals need help. But sometimes it could be, you know, and I'm just telling you guys like it is. Now, the average doctor should be there no matter what your issues are, and we'll take care of you no matter what. But sometimes if it is an issue of not getting reimbursed and you needing to see a certain number of people to keep the doors open, they might pick and choose which insurances. Usually, though, what they'll do is they'll go to concierge. If a provider is at that point where they're not making enough based on certain insurances and they're having trouble meeting the bills, they'll either become an employee or they'll go concierge or direct primary care, or where you're paying a certain fee that gives you access and makes you one of the few patients that that doctor has. You have cell phone access. They'll take care of you at the hospital. And then you end up also using your insurance to cover most of the tests and other things that they may order. And so, you know, for me, I don't know if I would pay extra just to see somebody. I just don't have that extra money. But if you really love a doctor and that doctor's leaving and that's the only doctor you want, it might be worth it. Now, for those of you with kids and you don't vaccinate, it's a little tricky. Right? There's a lot of doctors out there that say, don't come into my waiting room because you're going to make the other kids that are more vulnerable that couldn't be vaccinated sick. And these doctors, you know, they have a right to pick and choose, you know, who their patients are. I never did that because I didn't think it was the patient's fault. And so if a mom calls saying my kid has a fever, we don't vaccinate because somebody in the family had a bad reaction to the vaccine, I'm not going to turn down that kid. That kid has a fever. That kid needs help. And so I started to get a sort of following from individuals who felt I was a safe place to go to if their kids were not vaccinated because other doctors were refusing care. And so, you know, I no longer practice because I, you know, went to teach and I do full-time radio and I do telemedicine, so I don't no longer have my office. But if you are on a delayed schedule with vaccines, you do have some options, such as you could show the doctor, look, my child is getting vaccinated. We're just not doing six in one shot. We're doing a delayed schedule. I'm working with the health department. And sometimes that provider will work with you. If you are saying, I'm not vaccinating at all, it's a little tricky these days finding a pediatrician because pediatricians have a lot of pressure to make sure that their patients are vaccinated. And they don't want the liability if the patient ends up getting polio, hepatitis, tetanus, because they have to make that push. And so there's also another issue that might be going on where the doctor completely understands your point of view, but they could be liable. Now, they might have you sign forms to limit their liability, saying, look, my doctor did recommend vaccines. They did offer, you know, alternative schedules. I said no, so I am not holding this doctor responsible. But what about a patient who has a child that's immunocompromised that ends up getting something from something in the office? That doctor then could be liable. And so it's tricky because you want to practice personal choice, but you could be refused by doctors. And was it a doctor in South Carolina? Or I forget, there was a doctor in the Southeast who said that they weren't going to take care of patients who weren't vaccinated with COVID. I mean, as a business owner, he has a right to refuse service to anyone, but what you just did is now limit a lot of patients, including black individuals, who weren't comfortable with their demographic being represented and their race being represented in the studies. And, you know, you could look discriminatory by coming up with a rule like that. And so most health systems do have a plan in place so that nobody needs to feel they get refused care. And, you know, so if somebody is really late on their bills, they will, you know, try to do a payment plan so they can say, look, the person is paid $5, $10 towards their bill. So they are, you know, not, you know, completely blowing off. They're trying to make this work, come up with a solution, and then the patient could be seen in that health system. And in terms of kids that aren't vaccinated, you know, there's wiggle room with those for religious reasons, for those with health reasons, and so. But expect you'll probably have to sign a bunch of forms. And so it is kind of a, you know, getting fired from a doctor is not easy. Now, I had to fire somebody because he kept touching my boob. That was ridiculous. And, you know, you have to sometimes, if somebody is completely ridiculous or harassing or inappropriate, hits on your staff when you've asked them to not, you know, gives people weird, very mean, threatening looks. Sometimes it's, you know, you're going to have to find something else because you've got to protect your staff. You have to protect yourself and you have to protect your patients. But I think there's a lot of people getting fired, which is not their fault. The other thing, too, is that could be a sign that the doctor is starting to wind down. When you have a physician that is starting to let patients go, is it because they're trying to now limit their practice? Is it that they're winding down? Are they going towards concierge? You know? Or is it that they themselves are starting to notice that they can only do so much? You know, there was a doctor that did lots of pap smears, and they stopped doing them. They still did other medicine, but they didn't do pap smears. And so I thought maybe it was a shoulder issue. I ended up taking over for those patients and doing their pap smears. But sometimes there are some things that some doctors cannot physically do. Let's say a doctor starts to develop a tremor. They may not then do certain procedures. So you never know, but try to find out. You could always ask if you're getting rejected from a doctor's office. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ending his campaign for the White House and endorsing former President Donald Trump. If you don't like the weather, just wait a minute. True to the old saying, freezing temps should be moving out of a good chunk of the country, and above average warmth will blanket the U.S. Don't expect Hamas to release any more hostages. The Palestinian group presented Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with a proposal. Leave Hamas in power in the Gaza Strip and take all Israelis with you. Netanyahu wouldn't even entertain that idea. Three members of an air ambulance crew lost their lives in a helicopter crash near Weatherford, Oklahoma, over the weekend on their way back to their base located 70 miles west of Oklahoma City. No patients were on board. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Michael wants me to talk about how do I feel about PAs and nurse practitioners being your only medical provider and not being supervised by a physician. So I'm actually mixed on that because I know a lot of PAs and nurse practitioners who are fantastic, and but it's definitely a topic that has been brought up a lot on my show because many of you have not seen a doctor in years, and your doctor is a PA or your doctor is a nurse practitioner. So we don't call them doctors anymore. We call them healthcare providers. So your healthcare provider is a provider that's either a nurse practitioner, a physician assistant, an osteopathic doctor, an MD, allopathic doctor. Your healthcare provider might be a naturopath. It may be a homeopath. It may be a chiropractor. So people have been using the term healthcare providers, because now we have a bunch of different individuals in these specialties or in these different levels of training that can administer care. And I have known some PAs to be absolutely fantastic. I've known nurse practitioners to be fantastic. I've, of course, you know, doctors, there are some brilliant doctors who have done amazing patient care. But then I've seen mistakes. I've seen PAs make mistakes. I've seen NPs make mistakes. I've seen doctors make mistakes. And you know, how could they be making these mistakes? Every now and then you'll hear of a case where somebody had hiccups and it took the third doctor to finally realize that those hiccups was a sign of an inferior MI or heart attack. I mean, I knew that day one. Why did I know that and another doctor didn't? Or a PA didn't or a nurse practitioner didn't? It's based on your experience. It's based on your breadth of knowledge. And so when people ask, well, how much training do doctors get versus NPs versus PAs? So for me, you know, I went to high school, then I had 4 years college, 4 years of medical school, 3 years residency. So 7 years post college or 11 years altogether. Now, nurse practitioners may be in school for 7 to 8 years. But a nurse practitioner program, which, mind you, is after they become a nurse, so after they went through at least 4 years of college, the nurse practitioner program could be a couple years, could be 2 years, but, again, that's after they became nurses. So that might be then 6 years of training total or longer. Some become doctorates of nurse practitioner or doctorates in nursing. So they would be alluded to as doctor. And then in terms of PAs, many PA schools are about 2 to 3 years long. PAs used to not have to have a bachelor's degree, just like doctors in the past did not need a bachelor's degree. Now everybody does. So a PA will go to bachelor's, will have 4 years of college, and then on top of that, 3 years. So nurse practitioners and PAs do have fewer years of schooling for doctors than doctors do. Osteopathic doctors and medical doctors, MDs. And I'm an MD. I went to an allopathic school, University of Nevada, Reno. I did my last year through UCLA. And I did my training at UMC Medical Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I can't tell you the pathology I saw. Wow. And so I feel like the schooling I got was fantastic. But why? Well, not only did I have a good school, not only did I train at a good hospital, but I also took jobs while I was in training. And I became an ER doc in Lake Havasu. I did urgent care in Bullhead. And I, you know, also became then an urgent care doctor in Nevada as well once I got my license. And so I saw a lot more pathology than the average student. So now if somebody has a toothache and I can't see what's wrong with their tooth and it's on the left, I'm going to think of heart because I had a patient where that ended up being heart attack. Now, I try to teach patients and teach people to think of these things if they haven't seen it yet. And when you only see a certain type of medicine or a certain type of patient, you get really good at that, but you might forget these zebras. And so I think a PA and nurse practitioner could be fantastic, and I think they could administer amazing care, just like a doctor can. But if a doctor hasn't seen something that a PA has or a nurse practitioner has, that PA and nurse practitioner will diagnose you before the doctor does. It's just what opportunities do the PAs and nurse practitioners get? PAs have to get at least 2,000 hours of clinical contact during training. But I got to tell you, what really helped me was when it was my own license on the line. You know, you follow doctors around and you learn, but you need to go by, and in medical school, it's see one, do one, teach one. And you learn that concept fast. But I noticed when I was just following doctors around after a 36-hour shift and I was tired, I didn't learn as much. But when it was my license on the line and I was taking care of my own patients in an ER or urgent care, you bet your butt that I, you know, read over everything. I double-checked. I asked. I called people. And so I think those individuals who have a lot of experience do well. Now, there's always that question, who does better, an older doc or a younger doc? Well, that's a little different. I think some of my best medicine was when I was a younger doc because I didn't slowly narrow my practice. You know, when you're older, you're like, you know what, I don't do neuro anymore. I don't do insulin-dependent diabetes. I do a lot of derm. I do a lot of gyne. So older doctors may start getting set in some of their ways and start limiting things. Whereas when you're a newer doc, you're right, you're, okay, well, is it this? Is it this? I just learned this. Is it this? And so I think some of my best medicine is some of the catches I made were what I'm blown away by what I was able to find as a younger doctor. But you do need experience. And you do need to experience things to be able to convey that to patients. And we were trained by an old doctor named Dr. Donald Wicker, fantastic physician. And he would fall asleep sometimes during rounds. And then he would wake up and just say, I think she's got ovarian cancer. And then he'd fall asleep a little bit again. And he was right. It was a woman who had, she thought she had IBS. She had abdominal bloating. She ended up having ovarian cancer. You know, and somebody with years and years of experience, whether they're a PA, nurse practitioner, MD, DO, chiropractor, is valuable. But the issue is going to come up. Well, if a nurse practitioner can give good care and a PA could give good care, then why are we making medical students go to school longer? Medical school is expensive. Why would anybody then want to go to medical school? If you could be making six figures and doing really well and practice independently as an NP and in some places PA, then why go to medical school? Why go through all that hell? Why go through all that expense? Well, there was a reason for it. It's because those who went to medical school could later own their own practice, or they could do certain things that NPs and PAs couldn't. But if we do start to say, look, anybody could be a healthcare provider, you know, then you know, we're going to have to change the variability in the number of years that everybody's getting trained, because a patient is going to want to know somebody had a 4-year program, a 2-year program, a 9-year program. You know, the reason why these surgeons have 5-plus years of residency is because in order for them to be on their own and do that type of work, they have to show that they are very proficient in that. And the only way to show that is having done thousands of cases. So that when you are on your own, a patient doesn't have to worry, oh, you just graduated yesterday. They know, well, if you've graduated, you have been so well-versed. So I don't know what's going to happen in terms of, because it doesn't make sense then to have PAs, nurse practitioners, and doctors have different years of training if they're all providing similar care. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every time I fly, I need to have my ID. I need to have my boarding pass. I need to make sure I remove my hat, my glasses, let them look straight at me. They look at my ID twice, actually, right? When you check in. With your boarding pass, there's a couple, if I have to check a bag. So, and I follow the rules because that's what they need. They need to know who I am. My name has to match my ticket. And I have to have no liquids, I guess, greater than 3.4 ounces. Have to make sure I don't have bottled water or other things in my bags. And there's a process you have to go through. Well, apparently not everybody has to go through that process. Even though U.S. citizens have to show a valid ID card or passport to board a plane, there are signs at some airports saying, nah, if you're a migrant, you're good. Well, they don't say that per se, but that's what people are surmising. The TSA is working with Customs and Border Protection to validate adult non-U.S. citizen travel documentation if a traveler has no ID. So migrants who have entered the country using the CBP1 app, which is 45,000 people a month, can use that as their travel document or even choose whether to allow officers to take the picture or not. Now, what this means is there's different rules for different folks. So if you are approaching TSA, they say to notify the TSA officer you're a migrant. The TSA officer will make a photo, but you could decline it. You might have to provide your alien identification, follow the officer instructions. But, you know, when my family came to this country, they went through legally, they did everything they were supposed to, they got their papers from the government that they could use for travel or whatever they need. They took a class, became citizens, and so if there are people coming into this country with no ID, then they could get an ID going through the proper channels when you become, you know, an immigrant and you go through the proper channels of, that's what should be happening unless we're so overwhelmed at the border that people aren't getting new IDs at the time. I don't know. But you can't get an apartment without an ID. I can't get on a plane. Yet apparently you could vote now without an ID. And if you're here illegally, you could also travel on planes without an ID. We can't have different rules for different people. Everybody should have the same rules. And the rules need to be consistent. I can't buy alcohol without showing my ID. And I look old. Well, it's ridiculous. I've always asked for my ID. And I haven't. And I get if you are fleeing a country and you are fleeing and coming, then America understands you're going to need an ID. They help you set up with that. They help to set that up. But if you're not coming here doing the normal process and you're coming here illegally or sneaking over the border, then no, you're not going to be able to fly. You're not going to be able to do things because you have to go and get an ID. So I'm not sure why this is. Well, what we'll do is we'll make arrangements. You know, the reason why the TSA does the fantastic work they are doing is because we had September 11th, we've had threats to our airplanes, and the TSA needs to know everybody that's on that plane, who they're associated with, and be able to ensure the safety of other passengers. So if it's, well, if you want to take a picture or not, it's up to you, whatever you want to do, well then what? Now, it's almost as if they are looking at it as, well, if you're a migrant, you're safe. I mean, there are people coming across the border that are not safe. We have safe U.S. citizens, and then we have evil people. We have safe migrants coming, and we have evil people. You have to have, if you are going to be our Department of Homeland Security and our TSA or our Border Patrol, you have to have consistent messaging and consistent vetting and consistent security measures. And I get, you know, migrants have to fly to areas. I get that. But in America, if an American citizen can't do anything without an ID, if I don't have my ID, I can't get on the plane. I have to go back and get my ID. I mean, We've all been there going, oh, I forgot my purse, I forgot my wallet, before we leave the house. Does everybody have your IDs? Everybody have their driver's license? Is everybody ready to go? Yet, apparently that doesn't have to happen if you're a migrant. So, you know, according to the New York Post, they say the administration is trying to make it the most humane and pleasurable experience for poor people under distress because it's a tough ordeal to navigate an airport. But some people are saying, you know, some of them could be coming from countries or are coming from drug gangs or cartels or terrorist groups. We have got to have a process. So if you enter the country via the CBP One app, you have to give biometric information such as fingerprints to be and be photographed when they are interviewed at the border before being admitted to the U.S. But they say that authorities still only have basic information about individuals at that point. Well, it could be a fake name. Look at how many of us have different names because of what happened at Ellis Island. Somebody needed a name, or if, let's say, the guard didn't understand what you were saying, they gave you a name. And so, well, if this is what really hurts is that our enemies are watching this. Non-U.S. citizens without passports enter here. Okay, I can't get into the country without a passport. You can't even open the door. But now what they're doing is they're relying on, well, if you don't have a passport, it's okay. Now, if you're a U.S. citizen without a passport, it's not okay. It's got to be consistent. And I am a little nervous about that. Because our enemies are like, well, this is how you do it. You say you're fleeing. You say, you know, you have the X, Y, and Z. Follow this profile. Get in. And then once you're in, you do exactly what we say because we have your family hostage. And I personally like the idea of IDs. And you would get an ID when you came to this country. I think we need to go back to IDs. When one of my friend's sons, who was over 18, was told he voted already and couldn't vote again, and he said, no, I didn't. Where did, and they go, yeah, you voted in another state. He's like, that wasn't me. We have to have IDs for our election integrity. We have to have IDs to make sure that minors aren't purchasing alcohol or marijuana. We have to have IDs so we know who's entering, getting on the plane. Because these IDs are linked to no-fly lists or background checks. Or, you know, the reason why we have all this, you know, isn't because they want to look at your height and weight. It's because there's a list. And certain individuals on a no-fly list or on a terror watch list, well, it'll then alert security. That's why there's so much security at these airports. In fact, if you work for the government, they already know when you're flying, where, everybody knows. And it's, you know, because there's lists. These are databases. And so they thoroughly review over and over again who's going to be on these planes at any time. So when all the rules go out the window, well, because you're, you know, you're a migrant, it's okay. You know, we got you covered. You don't have to follow the same rules as everybody else. What does that tell our enemies to take advantage? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.